Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
But the Holy Spirit will teach you things and show you things and lead you into things. But most of us go through life just like we don't have the Holy Spirit. We're headed right for a cliff. The Holy Spirit's saying stop, and we aren't listening. We're just going, and you fall over the edge, and your life is in total disaster. And, oh, God, why did this happen? Because you didn't listen to the Holy Spirit. Look over here in John chapter 16. You need to see this verse. In John chapter 16, boy, I wish I had time to preach on. Oh, mercy. If I go to saying this, I might not get past it. Let me just read this real quickly. Jesus said in John 16:7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you." The word expedient means to your advantage, better for you, "that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter," talking about the Holy Spirit, "will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Jesus said, it's better for you to have the Holy Spirit than it is to have me. You know, there's not one out of 1,000 Christians that would agree with this. Now, I've just read it out of Scripture, and so all of you are going to say, yes, amen. But if I met you on the street corner and said, would you rather have Jesus in his physical body walking with you and talking to you, or would you rather have the Holy Spirit indwelling it? I guarantee you, most of us would opt for Jesus. We would want something tangible. We would want Jesus to be walking with us. Jesus said, it's better for you to have the Holy Spirit than it is to have me in my physical body. I could preach all night on that. I'm not going to do it, but you just need to chew on that one for a while. Most of us have not understood the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We haven't understood how supernatural it is. We take for granted the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We write it off as coincidence. But man, supernatural the way the Holy Spirit ministers to you. And it talks about how He'll reprove you of sin and righteousness and of judgment. That has been totally misunderstood. I have a tape series entitled The Positive Ministry of the Holy Spirit that goes into about 6 hours of teaching on John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11. But I'm not going to preach on that. In verse 12, it says, "I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth," talking about the Holy Spirit, "has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He shall show you things to come." This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Is to show you things to come. And again, I say most of us just ignore this ministry of the Holy Spirit. We are so self-confident thinking that, well, I can run my life, and we go our own way until we make an absolute mess, until you fall over something, until you fall off of the cliff, until your life is in a mess, and then we cry out to God, which the whole thing could have been avoided if we would have let the Holy Spirit show us things to come. He will tell you, no, this isn't the person that you're supposed to go into business with. No, this isn't the place that you're supposed to work. No, you shouldn't be doing this. You ought to do something else. The Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us. That's what His job is. He will show us things to come. And yet, how many of us draw on this? And this isn't limited to just spiritual things. He will show you whether you're supposed to be invested in a stock or not. But you got to obey. You know, I use David for a positive example, so here's something to offset that. David, you know, has some of his retirement invested in the stock market, and he called his broker up and he says, I forget how what the time frame was, but he wanted to buy Kmart stock. And this is when it had dropped to what? $15 a share. And everybody was saying Kmart is just out of it. Loser stock. He called his stockbroker and told him that he felt impressed to the Lord to do it. And the guy talked him out of it. So he didn't buy it. And it was right after that, it went up to what? $190 a share. How much money did you lose? He was going to invest $50,000 at $15 a share. It shot up just briefly after that to $190. That would have been a lot of money. Holy Spirit told him. But you know what? He doesn't make you do it. But he shows you things to come. He'll show you what stocks to get. He'll tell you what house to get. He'll tell you what you should be doing. You know, I gave this testimony about going on TBN. And the Lord spoke to me, and I just had it in my heart that TBN, we've been trying for 7 years to go on TBN, and they didn't want us on. They wouldn't let us on. And I finally just had the idea come that I believed was the Holy Spirit. Now I know it's the Holy Spirit in retrospect. But I just talked to David and our television guys, and about November we started the process of, all right, well, if we only had a once a week program, what would we do? You know, the way I teach, you can't really just take my daily program that is always taught in sequence and it's dependent upon the previous program. They're all tied together. You just can't take one of those and show them because people wouldn't be able to connect with it. And so we came up with a new type of program. We discussed it. We had to buy new equipment because this was a special edit. And our editors and machines were already maxed out, and so it took like $250,000, I think, is what we had to do to buy new equipment, to hire new people to be able to accommodate once a week program. We did all of these things, and the day that our prototype, or what do we call that, pilot program, the day that our TV department produced the pilot program, we got a call from Paul Crouch and said, we'll give you a once a week program. We've been trying for 7 years. And the day that they opened up, our program was ready. We would have been 6 months behind the curve. We would have missed it. But the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. And you know, because of that, we weren't caught flat-footed. We had a program to go on. And our response has been just astronomical. And everything worked because the Holy Spirit shows you things to come. You know, I can't remember the exact timing of this, but it would be over 20 years ago or something. I was meditating on this very verse that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. And I'd had the Holy Spirit move in my life and show me things to come, but I felt like there was much more than what I was experiencing. And I started praying over this verse and saying, Father, the Holy Spirit is sent to show me things to come. And I just have not been drawing on this. I depend too much on myself and lean unto my own understanding. So I just started asking God, God, start showing me things to come. And there's a number of things that happened. But one of the very first things that happened, the Lord spoke to me. I had 5 horses that a guy was letting me keep him on his property. I fenced his property for him. There was about 10 acres. And it was in a place where a creek came through. And it was sub-watered, subterranean watered, lots of grass. And it was just fine. I didn't even have to feed them. There was enough grass on these 10 acres to feed my 5 horses. And it was awesome. And this guy, he loved my horses being there because he used to mow that thing. And now he didn't have to mow it. They mowed it for him. And he would just tell me every time, oh, I love having your horses there. He went out and did things with them. And so anyway, it was just a good deal. And I was keeping them there free. Can't beat that. I did that for well over a year. I don't remember the exact time, but it might have been 2 years I kept those horses there. I started praying this, and the Lord spoke to me, and he says, you're going to have to get a new place for your horses. And you know what? There was zero reason to believe that. Because the guy loved it. He told me every time I saw him, oh, I'm so glad your horses are there. But you know what? I prayed about it, and I'd been wanting God to speak to me, and so I said, I'm going to believe that that's the Holy Spirit. And I just started praying and asking God. I said, you know what? I don't want to have to pay for room and board for these horses. I'd like something free again. And I just was praying and asking God to show me. And a guy came out. He was shoeing my horse. And anyway, as we were talking, he says, you know, I've got like 30 or 40 acres. If you ever need a place to keep your horses, he says, I'll just let you keep them there free. And I said, well, now that you mention it, I do need a place for my horses. And we talked about it. And he said, all right. And on Tuesday, I was moving my horses. I had it set up. I had the trailers lined up. I was moving those horses on Tuesday. I went to church on Sunday, and the man who I've been keeping my horses at his place for 2 years and had just loved it, he was a friend of mine. He walked up and he said, Andrew, he said, I just can't stand it anymore. You got to have those horses off my property by Tuesday. And I said, already got it covered. I'm moving them on Tuesday. And you know what? That was a small thing, but I just was like, I heard from God. God spoke to me. And you know, that led into me praying about some other things. And that's when God spoke to me about getting our own place. And it's a long story, but I started trying to... We went out and bought a piece of property and I prayed and let the Holy Spirit show me. And we got a piece of property that I just love. I think it's awesome. 26 acres that God just dumped in our lap. And then I was going to put a house on it. And I didn't have enough money to build a really nice house. So all I had was about $45,000, $50,000, and that was on credit with a VA no down loan. That's about all I was good for. And all I could afford to get was a mobile home. And I was going to put that mobile home on our property, and God sent me a man who says, you don't want a mobile home. And I said, well, I don't want it, but that's what I can afford. And he says, I'm a builder, I'll build it. And he built me like a $120,000 house for $60,000. And we got in, and now our tax evaluation on that's over $500,000 in 20 years. It's gone up, and God blessed us. And anyway, all of those things and this level of prosperity and the things that God did in our life, you know how it got started? By me praying and saying, Holy Spirit, you are sent to show me things to come. And he started speaking to me about my horses. That led about, it's time for you to get your own place. That led us to the property. That put us in touch with the builder. That caused these things to happen. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it is amazing. It is absolutely amazing what would happen in our lives if we became dependent upon the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit teach us all things, lead us into all truth, bring all things to our remembrance.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a five-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I've been sharing are just things that I've got hundreds of teachings on this. You could go to my website, and you could click on there and actually download free of charge hundreds of my teachings on this. We've got television programs, radio programs. One of the things that I'm really excited about is my Andrew Womack Living Commentary, where I have verses in the Bible that I've written footnotes on. And we call it a living commentary because I'm still writing those footnotes. So you can either get the program as it is, a one-time purchase, or you can sign up and monthly get updates where you get up to 400 or 500 footnotes. Check that out at awmi.net.